Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. My name is Charlie.
Good morning, guys, and thank you for listening in. Good morning, guys, and thank you for listening in to the new 2012 Internet Radio Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for listening in, those that are listening via internet, and those that are listening on my show page at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for listening. Again, I can't say that enough, but I really do appreciate you. Call into the show and weigh in on the topic today, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax and accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's corporate accounting, corporate taxes, personal accounting, personal taxes, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs. Give them a call, 770-732-0244. Now, yesterday, guys, I wanted to kind of apologize for yesterday because I had a show that was strictly geared towards the audience that I'm going to be having, I'm putting together for the tailgate party on Sunday at the Falcons against the Panthers game. But I've got so many people that's coming to the tailgate party that I wanted to do a show and let them know that I was doing a show so that they could call in and listen to what was going on and some of the details, okay? But forgive me for that, and we're going to move on. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at TheFrankWShow. The Frank W. Show. Twitter. I'm on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You know the W stands for Williams. The Frank W. Show. Follow me on Twitter. If you have a Facebook account, you can follow me on Facebook. Just go to the top of the page there and type in the search box. Type in Franklin Williams. And I should come up there. Go ahead and send me a friend request. And I will confirm you as a friend. I don't have the show page up yet on Facebook because we're so brand new. But I will be getting it up soon, I guarantee you. So look out for that. That will be coming. But in the meantime, you can follow the show through me. All right? So send me a friend request. And we'll confirm you as a friend. So whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right? Today's episode, guys, it's a doozy. It's called Women Who Wear Wigs, The Pros and Cons of It. You know, I was doing this because I've come in contact with 3 to 6 women at work who wear wigs. And I asked 3 of them, why do they wear wigs? And what brought them to wearing wigs? Now, I know they hadn't been wearing wigs all their lives. I know that they, you know, may have recently started wearing wigs. So I wanted to know. And some of the answers were interesting to me. Now, the good thing of wearing wigs, as I was told, I've never worn a wig. I've never even put a wig on my head for Halloween. I've never even put a wig on my head to play around when I was growing up. So I don't know about wigs. I mean, I know what a wig is. I know some things about wigs, but I have limited knowledge of wigs. So I was asking questions. Some of the pros of wearing wigs are that when you have quote-unquote nappy hair, or you need a do, you need a perm, whatever, then instead of going out and getting your hair done, just pop on that wig for a few days before you get your hair done. And that'll, you know, give you a few days to wear it before you're able to get your hair done and get out of it. Another pro I was told about wearing wigs is that it makes a lot of women feel better about themselves. I guess some women have low self-esteem about their hair, what it looks. So they'll wear a wig or several wigs, and it you know, it helps in their self-confidence. So that's another pro of wearing a wig. Some of the cons of wearing wigs are that I was told that they're hot, temperature hot, and they, you know, they, I heard that they smell, but they said that you can, because I was asking, how do you keep it clean? You know, how do you keep a wig clean? You shower in it and put shampoo in it while you're in the shower? Shampoo and conditioner? But they say, no, you don't shower in it. I said, well, how do you keep it clean? They said, they got a spray that you spray on it to keep it clean. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess you can keep it clean that way, but it seemed like there'd be some deep dirt that you can't get like that with the spray. But I don't know. I thought that maybe you stick it in the sink, wash it out like a towel or something, hang it up, let it dry, and stick it back on your head. That's what I thought. But anyway, call into the show, guys. Weigh in on the topic. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. If you're just joining the show, we're talking about women who wear wigs, the pros and the cons of it all. Yeah, I also asked the question of how did they come to the point where you say, I gotta go out and get me a wig and wear it. I was asking that, and they couldn't tell me that. They couldn't tell me when they decided to go out and buy a wig. All they said is, I don't know. I just went out and bought one because I guess they were intrigued by a wig. Now, I understand that people my mom went through chemotherapy for cancer treatment for a few years, and as you all know, when you go through chemotherapy treatment, that it takes your hair out, you know, it changes your skin color. I noticed that her nails were, you know, got real dark. Her nails are on her finger were dark. You know, it dries your skin. All kinds of stuff that this chemotherapy does to you. And that's because, and I'm kind of getting off the subject, but that's because the chemotherapy, they shoot that stuff in you. It's supposed to go in and target these cancer cells and kill them. But you got to think at the same time, it goes in, not only targets the cancer cells and kill them, but it also grab a hold of some good cells and kill those or damage those as well. And that's what happens that causes the hair to fall out, skin to dry, nails to darken, all this type of stuff. So when her hair started to fall out, she got her a couple of weeks. But one thing about my mom, bless her soul, is that she had short hair. She had a short cut. Okay? She had her hair cut short. This is before it started to fall out, before the chemotherapy. She had a short haircut. So when her hair started to fall out, she went out and bought a short cut wig, which is the thing to do. But my thing is that, now, these women that have short hair and come into work, and we wear hats at work, so you got a hat on, and you can see clearly that they have short hair under their hat. Then all of a sudden, the next day, they come in, they've got a wig on, and the wig's down past their shoulders. The length of the wig is down past their shoulders. Now you see them from behind, you're like, who the hell is that? But it's such and such that's really got this short hair when you see her face. So my thing is, why do you, when you have short hair, why don't you go out and buy a short wig, a short hair wig? Why do you go out and buy a long hair wig when you have short hair? I don't get it. I guess it's that you want to have long hair, that's why you bought a long hair wig? Or what's the deal? Do you want to see yourself? Do you want to see yourself? How do you look in a long hair wig compared to a short hair wig? Is that it? That's just the thing. I was also asked, are extensions the same as weave? So I was told that extensions are the same thing as weaves. I don't know the difference. I don't know if there is a difference. I guess it's the same. Adding hair or extending hair or whatever you want to call it, I guess that may be the same. But say, for instance, you're dating someone, and you go out. No, you don't go out. Say you're dating someone, and you want to go out the next night. So you go today, and you get all these extensions put in your hair. And then when your significant other or your boyfriend or whatever comes to pick you up, now you come out and you've got all this hair in your on your head. Now he's like, what the hell is going on? At least I'd be like that. Because you didn't tell him that you were going to get this hair added to your, you know, to your head. You didn't tell him that. But when he sees you, you got twice as much hair as you had the day before. I think that's a problem. If you're gonna add hair to your hair, if you're gonna add extensions or weaves or whatever you want to call it, why do you add so much? Can you guys answer that question for me? 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Tell me, why do you add so much hair to your hair when you do add hair? Why can't you add like an inch and a half onto your hair? Why can't you incorporate just a little bit at a time? That way people think, man, your hair is growing. Because a lot of times now they got this hair that if they match it up right, you can't really tell that it's not your hair. The only way you can tell that it's not your hair is if it's short and then you come in with it long the next day. That's a problem. You remember this guy used to sing a song a little while back called it's called Fake, but it's You're Fake. It was Alexander O'Neal. You're Fake. Okay, that was the name of his song. And that's what you think. Well, that's what I think. This is my opinion now. Frank Williams' opinion. That's what I think of women that wear these extensions and things and wigs and things on their hair. Now, I had a cousin whose mom wore wigs all the time. I mean, I bet you when she got out of bed every morning, her wig was right there on her nightstand. And as soon as she put 2 feet on the floor, she was grabbing that wig and putting it on. That's how often she wore her wig. You never saw her without her wig on. But she always had that same length of hair. She kept it nice to me. She kept it nice. She kept it combed and styled, I guess. But that was okay. She didn't have 1,500 wigs that she could choose from. Now they got them colored, you know. And I saw one where it's black, right? And then it's got supposedly gray streaks in it. But it looks like white streaks. It's white to me and not gray. It's white. So you can see, you can tell right there that it's a wig because it's white streaks, not gray streaks. Now these, this purple and red and orange and all these colors in the hair, most times it's extensions or weaves or whatever that's put into the hair. I guess that's the punk rock of the new generation type stuff. But getting back to the song that the guy wrote called You're Fake, you know, one of the verses in his song was, your hair is long, but now it's short. You said you got it cut, but I don't see no hair on the floor. That was one of the verses that he sang in his song. Your hair was long, but now it's short. You say, I got it cut, but I don't see no hair on the floor. Dun, 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 dun. You know, and that song right there says it perfectly. Perfectly. You're fake. I'm not putting down women that wear wigs. I could care less. I just wanted to know why. I just wanted to know some of the good things about it. I just wanted to know some of the bad things about it. And by coming from the horse's mouth, well, I better not say horses, by coming from their mouth, then I think that's authentic. I wish I had I tried to get a couple of them to come on the show this morning and talk about it, but they didn't want to. Now, people in my audience, all I'm saying is, I don't have a gigantic audience on this show. I do have a nice audience. It's growing every day. But when I talk to people and ask them to come on the show, they're hesitant about it because they act like I got 1 million, 2 million, 5 million listeners on my show, and they're afraid to be in front of them. But I'm like, you're on the radio. You're on the internet. It's like talking to me on the cell phone. All it is, guys, no big deal. So if you're hesitant about calling into the show, don't be. Just call into the show. Let my phone screener know that you want to talk to the host. I'll pull you up on the show, and we can talk one-on-one. No big deal. All right? Do that for me. We got a minute left in the show, guys. I wanted to shoot you my quote real quick. I did, and the reason I do this is because a little bit later on in the month, maybe in mid-October, I'm going to ask you to go on to Facebook and like my post that they're going to put up for me with my quote. My quote is, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. Have a great day at work. Have a great rest of the week. Have a tremendous weekend. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday, guys. Call into the show. It's free. Over and out. Things that haven't occurred yet. Things that they don't want to take responsibility.